This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This year, colleges with large endowments are going to have to start paying a new assessment that was part of the federal tax overhaul. Now, in Massachusetts, the Democratic candidate for governor has proposed a new state tax on private college endowments to make public college tuition less expensive. Now, that candidate is running behind in the polls, among the reasons it's so uncertain where this proposal goes. But big college endowments are under increased scrutiny, as Kirk Carapeza of WGBH in Boston reports.
Democratic candidate for governor Jay Gonzalez has proposed a 1.6% tax on private nonprofit colleges in Massachusetts, with endowments exceeding $1 billion. More than half of the revenue would come from Harvard University, just blocks from where Gonzalez made the announcement in Cambridge.
These nonprofit institutions have accumulated enormous wealth.
The tax would raise more than $1 billion each year from wealthy private colleges and give it to public college students through scholarships.
This investment will help us make our public universities and colleges affordable and debt-free for any resident eligible to attend.
His proposal follows the GOP tax bill that President Trump signed into law last year. It imposes a tax on the investment gains of colleges with assets worth at least $500,000 per full-time student. Starting this year, that 1.4% tax applies to Harvard and MIT in Massachusetts, Grinnell in Iowa, Pomona in California, 35 institutions nationwide. In Massachusetts, the incumbent Republican Governor Charlie Baker opposes adding a state tax on private institutions. In a debate, Baker said the state should invest in those schools instead.
The colleges and universities here in the Commonwealth of Mass are a major economic engine, a significant employer, and they do wonderful things to promote discovery, research, and learning.
The Education Trust, a national nonprofit that advocates for equity in education, finds 4% of all colleges now hold 75% of all endowment wealth, says Drew Nichols, a research director.
There is certainly a crisis in terms of college costs. There seems to be, in some places, a lot of resources that could really help alleviate some of that burden.
The Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts strongly opposes the tax, pointing out that the state's private colleges employ more than 100,000 residents. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.